On the Shabby Sofa this evening, I am delighted to be joined by a guy who has just released his first album of all new material since the record that gave us Forget You. It's CeeLo Green. How are you, my man? You all right?
Hi. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Thank you very much. So new album. It's here, Heart Blanche, an album that, to me, is full of surprises. It made me smile listening through this at points. An opening track that samples Elton John to the new single Music to My Soul, which we'll play in just a sec. This one feels like the most soul-y of the lot, if soul-y's even the word. Is that because this is where you wanted to take your music, or is just this where the music just sort of ended up by default?
Either by default or by design, fate would have it that this is the album and the space that I happen to be in creatively, I was just explaining a little earlier today of how this album has been recorded roughly over the last 3 years, and not in the particular order that you see the songs in now. So yes, I think, just even in terms of my personal life, stricken, by soul, or wanting to infuse it into whatever art form may be taking shape at that time. Yes, I would agree with you, though. Like, it's very soulful all throughout. Yeah, that's quite an accomplishment in modern times.
Don't think I'm being insincere when I say that this album feels more grown up when you compare it perhaps to the expletives found on tracks like Forget You. Is that a fair comment?
Yeah, I would say so. In the last 5 years or so, I've done a great deal of growing, and this music does reflect that growth and that evolution from a personal and professional perspective. And yes, it's a lot to say for that.
Sure. I mean, it's an album full of surprises. There's an opening track that's just under 90 seconds long, yet you still managed to sample Philadelphia Freedom by Elton John in there. There's a remix. This really caught me by surprise and made me smile from ear to ear because I love the track. John Mayer's Music, a remix of that in tonight. So what made you choose these tracks?
Well, I'm glad that you recognize the John Mayer's track. For those who don't, John Miles, I think this was 1976, released a 7-minute or so opus called Music. It's an instrumental, for the most part, but there is one lyric and the simple sentiment of music being my first love and music being my last, music of the future and music of the past. So we share that same affinity for music. And so I related to it and adopted it as my own ambition and affinity. And then I got the opportunity to meet him when I was performing alongside him at A Night at the Proms. I met him and I asked his blessing to use it, or just a piece of it, and I said, well, there's more than enough to share. And so he had said that he had grown fond of me over the 2 or 3 weeks that we were together. And he said, sure, do it some justice. And hey, I'm honored that you would even consider it. I'm glad that it's starting to come up in the conversation. So yeah, no. I'm a fan of music. And so if I can use something and do it in good taste and be a bridge between one generation to the next, honoring and appreciating art, I do believe that it does serve as a means of music education as well. Having people refer back to the works of those great artists who go unsung, in modern times. And I do feel like I'm an ambassador of sorts, a shaman or a medium, and those kind of old, those ancient spirits kind of pass through me. And I'm able to make tangible a few things from time to time.
I wanted to ask you about a track that I imagine you've been asked quite a few questions about over the last couple of weeks, a track called Robin Williams, which when I listened to it on the album, it struck me as being more than just a tribute to the comedian who died earlier this year.
Me too. I co-wrote this record with a young aspiring artist. His name is John Bellium. And we were slated to work together. And I think he took the liberty of going in a few hours earlier before I could get there. And I walked in and he had this idea. And I could tell just from his sentiment lyrically, his association or their acknowledgement of Robin Williams has to do with more or less his unfortunate and untimely death as opposed to his legacy. So I said to myself, well, let me take an opportunity to rewrite it because, I'm older than him and I've grown up with Robin Williams, so to speak. So I go back further and I can detail it a bit more in depth. And then also you just ended up finding a way to make it applicable to just the average individual, and that kind of contradiction of what'll make you laugh, what makes you cry, you know, and the irony of such a genius comic and talented individual, you know, immensely talented, but still being broken and human enough to hurt himself. And so we didn't realize he was hurting, because we were preoccupied with how much joy he had given us, and makes it seem a little selfish now in retrospect. And so I wanted to give back to him something, and I can't repay it, but at least this is a token of appreciation for Robin Williams.
Absolutely, yeah. Quite a juxtaposition when, as you say, you know, we weren't seeing the pain he was suffering because of the fact we were taking so much joy from him. Moving on to what you did the weekend, saw your Next Factor over the weekend, and I also caught you on Jules Holland last week. You and yes. Your band wearing high-vis jackets. Was there? I didn't catch a reason behind the outfits. Was the BBC costume department just being very unhelpful that day?
No. He asked me, Jules asked me, what did we mean? And I simply told him that we're a working class band. We're a hardworking band of men and women, you know, trying to make a decent living and support our families, you know, just like the other many hardworking individuals who I pass by in the streets. They go unsung, they go underappreciated a lot of the times. And I just wanted to commend the working class for not complaining, but keeping us all together.
As you mentioned earlier, you know, in and out of the headlines recently, all very well documented elsewhere. You left The Voice in the States. If they came knocking, would you go back?
You know, there's times of where you contemplate what your next move is going to be. You know, just for the sake of missing the feeling or missing that particular platform to contribute. Yeah, I mean, I consider it very strongly, but then I would have to weigh it against the freedom I have to travel abroad and do music of which is my life source. It's my lifeblood, music, you know, and television would classify as a day job, you know, in comparison. So you have to ask yourself, what do you want to do with the rest of your life? And I'm sure that I would choose music.
CeeLo, thank you very much for your time today. We really do wish you well. We'll see you back in the UK soon. Don't leave it so long. All right.
Of course. You too.